She's coming.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Monday, March 11th of 2019. I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, and sorry about that. I am your host for this show this evening, as usual. Minus the sneezes. It's just a little sneeze, but still. We're so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing this radio program. And
it kind of sucks because, like,
my hope is that you just come ready for good night. You know, as we discuss some current events in the world of food and some other stuff, as well as getting into the Word of God and some sports tonight. We're going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Well, we're going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm really excited about that. I do want to say, thank God we survived that daylight saving thing. Every year, you know, around March, you set the clocks ahead an hour, and then in November, first Sunday in November, you switch them back. It used to be that it was in October and April. Let me explain. Early April, the first Saturday/Sunday of April, you would move the clocks ahead. And last Sunday in October, you'd move the clocks back. 2007, this changed. So now daylight savings is 5 weeks longer. Many states are trying to make it so that we stay on daylight savings year-round. Benefit, my analysis, it can be good, but it can be bad. It can help us in the evening, in the winter months, for example, driving home, because then instead of getting dark at, you know, 5:15, 5:30, it would be like 6:15, 6:30. But what about on a morning when you have the kids going to school? Some mornings in like December, right now, you have the sun not coming out until like 8:05, 8:10. Well, with the new scenario, you would have like 9:10. So what's the best? Well, if we get rid of daylight saving time completely, then let me just think. Sorry, I'm just thinking about some time stuff. Then what would happen is, in the winter, it would be like how it is now. But on summer mornings, when you don't, you know, like June 21st around these parts, the sun will start to rise at like 5:56 or so. But without daylight savings, you are talking 5 a.m. sunrise. Something about that just doesn't set well. Doesn't set very well with you either, Lauren, does it?
Nope.
5 a.m. sunrise, so that would be kind of weird. And then those 9:20 sunsets that you get in late June, and then like 9:15 or so, early July around the 4th and that, that'd be just like that. You go to boom, 8:15. And then, you know, come to August at 7:30, you're starting to get dark. And after you've been at work all day, who wants to go back inside at 7:30? Because now it's all dark out. And all the mosquitoes are going crazy and biting. So what's the best solution? None of them are painless. I mean, what I mean by that is none of them come without their downside. What's the best option? Possibly just leave it the way it is. Is the way I think. Even though with the other two options, you wouldn't have to change your clocks, so you wouldn't have to lose that hour of sleep. So to be honest, I think just keep daylight saving. Because that hour of sleep yesterday morning, that wasn't too bad. Actually, I thought I was later than I actually was. Because yesterday morning, I got up. Turned out it was like 8:13 or something. For some reason, I thought it had said like 8:53 or whatever, and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get ready and get up and get in that shower, get ready to go to church. But then, so I get in the shower right then. And then my helper's up for me, and then I get out of there and start eating breakfast, and I'm like, isn't it like 9:15, 9:20? Like, nope, 8:45. Because I thought I was late like a lot of people would have been. Nope. I wasn't. In fact, I was just like I would have normally been. So, for the most part, it was normal. Yes, I lost an hour of sleep, but who didn't? After all, today was National Napping Day. I propose we change that to the day of daylight saving time. And how we celebrate National Napping Day, while we still keep doing the change in the clock thing, by everything starting an hour later on that special day. So you go to church, has a 9 o'clock start service, a 9 o'clock service time. Starts at 10 o'clock now for the one day to compensate for that hour of sleep you lost. You'll be getting it back because you'll be sleeping in an hour. Because after all, that'll be National Napping Day, right? Isn't it a good plan? Is it a good plan, Lauren?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a good plan.
Yeah, I think we all need to do this. I think it could be good for all of us. But then that also church would, since church starts late, that means it would get done an hour later than it normally would. Because after all, we don't want to shortchange God at all. I know, folks, I know if I was a pastor, I sure wouldn't. I mean, I would start the service. If my service is usually started at 10, I would start that at 11. And if I'm usually getting out, say, at like 11:30, 11:45, that would become more like 12:25 at the latest. Because I know people would start to be getting hungry, so I'd abbreviate it by just a few minutes. Maybe like 5-10 minutes somewhere, maybe. Maybe one less song. Maybe a bit less explanation on something to kind of cut time that way. But aside from that, we made it through. So basically, spring will be here in 13 days. I mean, 11 days. Because 11th, 21st. So we just got to survive 9 more days of winter after today. And then on the 21st, spring. And by the way, folks, can we please, please, have 70 degrees, have like 60 degrees with sunshine by the time next Thursday gets? And by the way, I was hoping we would have some good sunny weather this coming Thursday, like it said originally we were supposed to. Unfortunately, we got to deal with some rain, looks like, but at least we'll have the warmer weather. And with spring coming up, that gives me an opportunity to remind you folks, stop into your local Dairy Queen and spring into your favorite blizzard. Whether it's strawberry cheesecake, mint Oreo, classic Oreo, Butterfinger, or any of the other delicious options that they have. They are sure to please. Available at Dairy Queen near you. See store for blizzard options, other sweet offerings, as well as prices, as they may vary by location. Now, a couple days ago, I went to Rally's here in town. They have a new garlic burger that is out. They have a couple different options. One's the classic, the other's the barbecue. I went with the barbecue. It was pretty good, but I got to be honest about something. It was bigger than the garlic burger at Steak and Shake. It was on Texas toast instead of on a classic hamburger bun. So it was toasted. It did not have the garlic salt as much, possibly because of the type of bun. So that garlic burger at Steak and Shake that I would give like basically 5 stars to, I have to downgrade this other one to like 3¾ star, maybe just barely 4. Because I was hoping there'd be garlic salt somewhere on it. It seemed more like butter than garlic to me. So I wonder what happened there. It was pretty good, but I think either one or two things would have to change. Either use more of the garlic salt or put it on the regular hamburger bun. So just some suggestions as to how they could do it. Too bad there's not a Steak and Shake right by there. Otherwise, if I knew someone, I'd have them show them. That wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
To show them exactly their version as to why they get it to work right. Whereas someone made sliders, the mistake they made was they put the garlic in the hamburger, and the garlic butter in that, but they didn't put it on the buns. They might have put the butter on it, but they didn't put the garlicky, salty stuff. If you looked up Steak and Shake Garlic Burger and looked up those pictures and you saw all those molecules of all that salty, buttery stuff that's on the top of that bun, you'd probably see what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You've seen some of those pictures, haven't you?
No, but I'm going to look right now.
Because I want to know what it is maybe that they're doing that these other people in places aren't. Because I'm curious. Because something about that one is just awesome. And I'd like to see more places doing it. Because Checkers Rallies did it. So I'm looking for McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, as far as places in Michigan. And then even like if I was out of state at some point, I'd be hoping for Jack in the Box or Jack's or some of these other places to do it. But overall, you got a 4-star burger. Still one of the better burgers I had, but the burger I had at Steak and Shake was better. Maybe a little bacon would have helped. Speaking of which, right now at McDonald's, at a McDonald's near you right now, at least in my local area where I'm at here in the Midland, Bay City, Saginaw area, if you have the app and you're registered for the deals, right now, this week, you can go to McDonald's, and if you get an order of cheesy bacon fries purchase, you can get a medium drink for free. So that's pretty awesome. And I've had the cheesy bacon fries here twice. They were very good. I would say the cheese was kind of a little bit globby, a little bit. Maybe it could have been a little bit more liquidy, just a little bit. Not watery, but we'll just say I've had better ones at Invasion. But those didn't have the bacon on them at Invasion, though. And, of course, everything goes better with bacon because everybody needs bacon. Says who? The Miracle Man. You can also get bacon on favorites like the Big Mac, Quarter Pounder with Cheese, McChicken, McDouble at a McDonald's near you. See store for details and availability. Also, the Shamrock Shake is back at McDonald's for a limited time. See store for details on that. And for Steak and Shake, why not spring into your local Steak and Shake for a classic taste of spring or summer, if that's what you really want, as they have special flavors like cheesecake, among many others. Last time I was there, I had a cheesecake shake. It was very delicious. Wouldn't it be so cool if they could just deliver right to Oily Crossing Steak and Shake?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, because then, because especially if you're inside, but you don't want to go, but you want that food.
Right.
You know? I really think they should. Or have a food court outlet at least.
Yeah.
That's what I wish that Burger King was actually going to be. I really wish, because I'm like, Burger King, come on. I know the nearest Burger King is like 2 miles, but still. All right. That's enough monologue for tonight. Let me communicate to you my plans for this evening, folks, before I get into how to listen to the show. And then we pray and get into the meat of the night. I am going to talk tonight about the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we'll be reading from 1 Corinthians 12. Wednesday night we'll be reading from Romans 12. I'm talking about those gifts. And then tomorrow night, obviously, is Testimony Tuesday, so we'll be talking about miracles of Jesus. So for this week, the superhero series, the Bible Hero series is on hold. It'll be back next week. This week, I feel like God's wanting me to deal with fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, how to flow in that. Sports. We have a slew of things to talk about, such as we had some chemics action this past week for basketball. Also, in terms of basketball, you had that Michigan State game. You had the Pistons in action. You had some Red Wings stuff. And some Lions free agency stuff take place this weekend. So we got quite a bit of stuff to cover. So we're going to be a bit all over the road tonight, as we kind of already have been, but stay with us, folks. I'm the one driving the car. I know where we're going. And don't you listeners try to drive it. You will be able to call in, though, and follow along that way. You'll listen to the show online. But I run the program, so I'm the one that has the wheels. So yeah, and of course God does too. After all, God rules the world. People. Oh. And yes, by the way, Coca-Cola wins every time. Anytime there's trying to be a Coca-Cola versus Pepsi battle, Coke wins. At least in my book. Take it from the Miracle Man. Listeners, a word to you. You are the mouthpiece of this radio program. It is up to you to tell other people about this great radio program. Get out there on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Snapchat, your Messenger. Text your friends. family members, coworkers, even those people you don't like, instead of sending them some bad note or whatever, why not send them a note to listen to my radio show? Because it's just awesome like that. But you folks are the mouthpiece, and I want to encourage you to please tell other people you know about this great radio program. We've been doing a good job at increasing audience numbers, and I want to thank you folks for that. You play a big part. We believe in God to double the amount of listeners that we have listening to this show this year compared to where we started the year at. And it's up to you guys to help us with that. I'm going to do my part, putting it on my Facebook and what have you. By the way, I'm working on coming out with a Facebook page for us, for this radio program. And I'll let you guys all know, you know, when our shows are going to be, as we always do them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And some things like that. And we're going to have some cool stuff coming down the pipe, and it's going to be exciting. I'd also like to start a Bible verse of the day, because I totally believe in studying the Bible. You'll be able to get in touch with me to let me know of prayer requests that you have, so that we'll be able to pray, because we totally believe here in Miracle Man in the power of prayer. Because prayer is so powerful. There's also some other cool stuff. There's some cool stuff coming out about McDonald's, about Coke, maybe new soda Cokes can you come out with, maybe some something cool that Taco Bell might do with their nacho fries or whatever, some cool food stuff like that. That'll be going up there too. Is the Miracle Man on a road trip? Like, by that I mean, like, did he go down to Alabama or something, which I might be in a few months to see my brother, me and my mom and dad might. You'll be letting know. Those will go on the Facebook page. But once we do that, we're going to have some cool stuff coming down the pipe, and you should be real excited. And yes, we will still be doing the show, by the way. The Facebook page will just be an extension of that. So the show itself, you can tell folks to go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in, hit that little go button, you'll see a link that says Living Large. If you click on that, you'll see a little bubble that says Miracle Man. If you get on that thing, you'll see a follow button. We would really like you to hit that follow button, because then you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our shows. And I want to thank you for putting up with the last couple of weeks, as at times it's been a little bit different. You know, 2 weeks ago, one night, we didn't have a show because I ended up going to a basketball game. Last week, two nights, we had a different start time than usual because of the conference. But this week, we're back to normal. Normal is that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we run the show from 6:30 until the stroke of 8 at the latest. Because at 8 o'clock, the time runs out. So, yep, generally Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, well, generally, and we always started it right at 6:30. As I'm always here at McDonald's, ready to go. And we're ready to hit the ground running. I want to, and as for listening to the show online, it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device. Whether that's a laptop, whether that is a smartphone, Apple, Android, who cares? Or if it's on one of the tablets. And we thank God for the ability to be able to use technology to reach people like this. I thank God for that all the time. Because this is an opportunity for me to preach. While I keep you guys also up to date, you know, what's going on with sports, but also, more importantly, I'm able to preach the gospel through this medium. And I thank you guys for helping me with that. Also, everything we do, it's archived. You can go back, see what I've been up to the past 18 months, 20 months actually. We've done well over 200 episodes now, like 270 or something. And we're just going to keep plowing on in God. Amen. We're just going to keep it going strong. And we have a telephone number that I'm going to tell you guys about. And then after that, we're going to get going. Because I'm just going to look at my clock real quick. And oh, wow. So I'm going to do this real quick. Then we're going to open the Word of God. Then we're going to exhort for a while. And then we'll get into the sport. That telephone number to call in and be a part of the show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is area 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll want to go ahead and press 1. You'll go to a call screener. And then my assistant Lauren's going to answer the phone. And she'll ask you where you're from. That, like, maybe it's called the Miracle Man Show, what's your name, where you're from, you know, and then she'll let me know we have a caller, and then I'll say okay, and then I'm going to say, I'll greet you and say, hello, how are you doing today? Bob from Saginaw, you're here on the Miracle Man Show, what say you? Or it'll go something like that. I just gave you an example. So, generally, you'll be able to talk about generally anything you want to talk about as long as it's not politics. Daylight savings does not count as politics because, after all, that is just, you know, changing the clock by an hour and whatever. And it'll be good to hear. It would actually be kind of good for some people to call in and weigh in on this, because it can give me an idea as to how I truly feel and not just say something on a whim. Thinking about like the summer or the winter or whatever else, but taking over the course of a whole year, taking into account all the impacts of it. But praise God, you can call in and talk about generally whatever you want to talk about. Prayerfully, we can have some great conversation tonight. Now we're going to pray, and then we're going to open up the Word of God to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you could pray and open up your Bible at the same time, that would be awesome. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great radio program. Thank you for these listeners that have made the choice to be a part of this great radio program tonight. Wherever they are, however they're listening, I thank you that you just anoint these listeners with your spirit, God. I thank and that these people will have a heart ready to receive and a heart that is wide open, ears open, and just ready to receive what you have for them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the impartation, for the anointings that came forth through this awesome Holy Spirit conference. As it was just awesome. And I just thank you for that. And I thank you that you use me tonight. As I sit here and read these verses and then preach and exhort for a little while this evening. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Praise God, we're excited about the Bible here. That miracle, man. And I have found my spot. I have opened up to 1 Corinthians 12. I just want to encourage you folks to just follow along. I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. When I start reading, you go ahead and follow along. I say something, you agree, folks, say amen. Just do what I do here at McDonald's. All right? And why I say that is because that's how you can get the most out of this. Now, I'm going to begin with verse 1 right now. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and you were led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking to the Spirit of God, capital S, capital G, the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. Let me reread that. Therefore, I tell you, no one who is speaking to the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. Just as no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Capital S again. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. No, that is not a gift of the Spirit. sneezing is not one of those gifts. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. But to one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, Spirit. By another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits with a small s. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one, just as He determines. Verse 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit to one body. In other words, whether we were Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given to the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. Yes, they were all one part. Where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. For the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat as special, with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable, we treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body, and he has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it. So there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then, workers of miracles. Also, those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. Love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. All right. Let's go back to that. Let's kind of reverse the car a little bit. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of... Verse 7. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given by the common good. The one who is given through the Spirit of and message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith. Now, let me explain something to you. God did not make all of us to be prophets. God did not make all of us to be pastors. He didn't make us all apostles. He didn't make us all teachers. No, he didn't. Yes, he made those. But we've all been called to something. We all have a certain gift. We need to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Those gifts of wisdom, gifts of being able to discern, gifts of wisdom, in the church, God puts so many different pieces together. God put in the prophet, Dr. Barclay, for example, in Living Word Church. Oh, and by the way, just because you're a pastor doesn't mean you're a prophet. God put the elders in there. God put the teachers in the church. God appointed apostles. He created people to speak in tongues. He made it so people could be able to interpret the tongue. But let me tell you guys about something that Dr. Buckley said on Friday morning of the conference. To Christians, God said, "Come out from among them and be ye separate." You say, "Miracle Man, what's that mean?" That means come out and be separate from the world. Don't live like them anymore. Don't drink their drinks. Don't use all the certain words that they do. Don't smoke their stuff. Don't think the way they think. And God said, "For I have called you out from among them." And then to other groups, like the apostles, prophets, they're supposed to be at an even higher caliber. They're supposed to set an even higher example for people to follow. Because they'll have to give an even greater account. Parents have to do that. Like in the home, parents have to live at a higher level than their kids. Even spiritually speaking. And the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit are not the same thing. Let me explain. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, long-suffering, etc. And it says, against such there is no law. The gifts of the Spirit is like the gifts of wisdom, the gifts of speaking in tongues, the gifts of interpretations of tongues, the gifts of faith, the gifts of working miracles. They're not. But at least the gifts of being able to, like, believe for them. And a pastor should be able to flow in the gifts of the Spirit in the church service. A pastor should be able to somehow flow in the gifts. He should be able to anoint people, whether it's via the laying on of hands or it's just raise your hand and let me pray over you that way. For example, yesterday we got 2 different doses of anointing. Very effective. That's how a church service, a Sunday of church should be. Because yesterday morning, he called out something. And he said, all of you that are single, put your hands up. I mean, if you're single, you don't want to, put your hands up. And he prayed over us. Same guest speakers as yesterday morning. He just said, I want to lay hands on and anoint everybody in this church. And we all went up there. And it was a very strong anointing. It was very effective, very powerful. Very anointing. The power of God was strong. He was flowing in the gifts. And his wife, God was talking to her about some of us. She would reveal it right there. And gifts of prophecy. Even being able to discern things. I would call that a gift. You know, there's lots of different gifts of the Spirit. And the Bible says, covet the best gift. Don't covet the least. Don't just say, no, I just want this. Or I'm not a pastor, so why should I even read these certain verses? What does 1 Corinthians 12 have to do with that miracle, man? You're not a pastor. I'm not a pastor. What's the deal? Well, the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gift. And then Wednesday night, we're going to talk about the gifts that are in Romans 12. And we're gonna talk about the gifts that are in Ephesians. And while we're in this right now, I'm gonna kind of give an update on the conference. So, conference went Tuesday night to Friday night. I was at 6 of the 7 services. The only time I wasn't there was Wednesday morning, but I streamed it. So I was basically at the entire conference, whether in person or via stream. There were a lot of things called out. I think there were totally things. Freedoms took place Thursday night. Pastor called out those who wanted to be delivered from things. And by the way, if you're going through a sickness or a disease and you've had it for a long time, if you're in church and pastor says, if you want any kind of deliverance, come up here right now. If the doctor has diagnosed you with something and you've had it for a while and your pastor calls, if you want delivered, come up here, march up there. Don't waste any time thinking about it. Well, I don't, you may be one of those that says, well, I'm not in a, I don't abuse, I don't drink alcohol, I don't abuse prescriptions. I don't abuse any other drugs or anything. You know, I'm really careful about what I watch and everything else. I'm talking about what could be going through your mind. You got some condition in your body, and you want delivered. I mean, if you got some condition in your body and you want healing, get up there, because being delivered is part of being healed. Being healed is part of being delivered. So, deliverance applies to healing as well. So, next time my pastor says, if you want delivered from anything, come up here. I'm going to go right up there, just like I did last time. Because I know the power of God He's right there. And there were Friday night, Pastor. They had like a prayer tunnel. So all these awesome spirit-filled preachers were up there. And all the believers that wanted to, we all went through a tunnel of like 20, 30, 40 preachers. They all laid their hands on us. And it was just awesome. The power of God was there. As for this week, the attendance was awesome. We had some great words in the morning sessions from Dr. Barclay. Great message Thursday night. Wednesday night, it was kind of unusual. He didn't really preach, but loading the gifts a little bit. It was just a great conference. Thank you, all those of you who could go, all those of you who streamed, all those of you who prayed over the conference at least. It was just awesome. It was such a great success. It really was. So, praise God for that. And obviously, this is the National Holy Spirit Conference. The attendance was awesome. The budget was met on the second night. And I'm just testifying about the greatness of God right now. And Wednesday night, my mom called out people with spine trouble. And my mom just put her hand up, you know, and received a mold. And the minute he called out spine, she felt something in her spine. It was as if like there was relief. Because a certain part of her spine was very weak. And she felt like it had become stronger. Like God was doing something to it. That wasn't just a coincidence. That was the power of God. And you're right there. Under that anointing, Dr. Barclay called something out. The prophet of God called something out. She heard it. Put her hand up. Just received it. And it was just amazing. And by the way, Dr. Barclay, if during a conference or during a service, if God says, if Dr. Barclay says, I'm healing, it's like God says, I'm healing in the jaw area right now, or I'm healing in the back area right now, or whatever. Dr. Barclay's not the one doing the healing. Dr. Barclay's not a medical doctor. And by the way, your medical doctor is going to give you some medicine. Whether it be a form of prevention or a pill. But the power of God just will go through you instantly in the form of a miracle and just heals your body. That's God doing that. Dr. Barclay can't do that. Try my doctor in Midland. He can't. Go try the best hospital in America or the world. They can't just, and then 2 minutes later you're healed. God can. And she told me that she felt a bit stronger. Does God heal part way? No. He heals all the way. And she's still believing for the rest of the manifestation, but hey, happens in steps. Sometimes all at once. Sometimes it's recovery. But it's just awesome how God moved over the course of this Holy Spirit conference. The words that were spoken forth, the lives that were changed. It was just beautiful to see. It was so refreshing to my spirit, I felt like. And you want to know something else, folks? The night services didn't really go too late. The first night was the latest we went all week, and that was like 9:40. And then Wednesday night, we got done at like 9:05. Thursday night, we got done at like 9:25. And then Friday night was another 9:05, which was kind of hard to believe. But still, if you're someone who runs a conference like this or church service, if you're a pastor listening to the show, here's what I would say. And this is just what Dr. Barclay said. You should dismiss the service when God leaves. No, God knows. I mean, as Christians and that, God's always there with us. He doesn't just leave you when church is over. But when God's done, when he basically says, I'm done for the evening with this service, and they're like, there's nothing more I want to do, so go ahead and close up. Then you need to close that service. Dr. Buckley said there were times before that he would just keep going and going and going, and then later God will tell him, what were you doing? I left an hour ago. I left an hour prior to when you closed that service. What were you doing? So, if you're a preacher or a pastor, you should always be keen to the Spirit of God. And if you close, you don't want to close too early either. You don't want to close when God still has stuff left that he wants to do that's going to take 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, or those certain things that God wants you to say. You got to be obedient to God. Let God run that meeting. God run that conference. Let God run that church service. Because I know if I was a pastor, I would never have a scheduled end time. I mean, if I was a pastor and people said, you know, what time do you usually get done on Sunday morning? I'm like, when God's done. And if my church services started at 10, that wouldn't matter if God was done at 11:10 or if he was done at like 12:30, 12:40, 1 o'clock. Wouldn't matter. Oh, would not matter. But God is so good to us all the time. And I just love him so much. And I'm going to pray. And then we're going to get into that buffet of sports discussion. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great word. I thank you that we'll get this in our spirit about the gifts of the Spirit, and that we will be flowing in these gifts, that we will cover the best gifts that you have for us, God. And I just thank you that we'll just take this all to heart and we'll be doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right, let's talk about some sports. First of all, in terms of Red Wings, not doing so good at all. They've lost 10 of the last 11 games. They're this close to being the worst team in the league right now, which is sad. The Red Wings can be much, 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 much better. Now, let's get into basketball. First off, the Midland Comets. I picked the Midland versus Saginaw game that was to be played on Thursday night. That was played Thursday night. I picked Saginaw to beat Midland. They beat Midland 66-52, kind of close to what I thought they would. Midland did a lot of things right at first, but then Saginaw just ended up beating them in the end. Congrats to Midland on a good season. Job well done. I watched you hang in there against Dow. You had their backs up against the wall all night that game, but Midland was able to come back and take it. So job well done, Chemex. Be very proud that you were able to get that W for your team. But to get those ones for that team. And I felt like it was a good season for them. Some of those players were boys from that football team. And there wasn't like any certain super, super, superstars on either team. But you want to know what they were? Boys, actually young men, who wanted to win at their sport. They wanted to win. And you want to know what? At that level, that should be the goal. Obviously, we want to have fun, but we want our hard work to pay off with wins. And I think Midland, in terms of both football and basketball, was able to accomplish that. Keep in mind, Midland took out a team in districts that had one loss, Mount Pleasant. They took them out. A one loss Mount Pleasant team, and they took them out. One. And Midland beat them. And that was awesome to see. What's Midland basketball and football going to look like next year? It's hard to tell right now. I feel good about the football. Basketball, we'll have to wait and see. And I won't really worry about the basketball until after football's done. So in about five and a half months, we'll be talking about Midland football again. Speaking of football, the Lions signed like four different free agents today. I forget who they were, but One of them is supposed to be a pretty good wide receiver. One of them is supposed to be a pretty good linebacker, and a couple of other decent guys. And Bob Quinn has given us one of the best free agency days we've had in a long time. And as a Lions fan, I'm pretty happy today with what we were able to do, all these guys we were able to get. I'm pretty happy. Hopefully, this can translate to wins on the football field. I was listening to Bill Simonson, the Huge Show, on ESPN 100.9 FM this afternoon. And he was saying, in order for Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia to keep their jobs here in Detroit, keep in mind, the Lions went from 9-7 in 2017 with Jim Caldwell to 6-10 with Matt Patricia. Keep in mind, there were two games they should have won the first two games of the season, but they lost to two terrible teams. If they would have had those both back, they would have been 8-8. They didn't choke in that Minnesota game in Detroit that I had to sit there and watch. No, I mean, I don't mean it like that. I was so grateful that I got to go to that game. The only disappointing part was watching the Lions choke like that and not score a single touchdown. You're down 9-3. Then you fall 24-9. You give up 24 points. 24. In the space of like a quarter and a half. I mean, two quarters, because the Vikes scored right before halftime. And hopefully they'll be able to turn it around, hopefully make the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, how about some Pistons action? The Pistons have been doing really good lately. They won their game Wednesday, and then on Friday they beat Chicago 108-104, which was good to see. Last night, Detroit played Chicago. They did even better, 131-100. Detroit is now 34-31. So back over 500, which is nice to see. They're in sixth place. Few wins away from fifth. Hopefully they can just keep chugging along, keep getting those wins. Hey, if they would have kept doing this in December and January, they could be in a better spot right now. They could. They could be like the fifth seed or fourth seed or something. But they're doing a good job. Drummond's doing a good job. Blake Griffin's doing a good job. I wonder if maybe getting rid of Reggie Bullock was actually a good thing for us. So far it seems like it has been, as it'd almost be like if you had a certain component of your car, it'd be like taken, you have a transmission that's not quite doing what you want it to do, or certain spark plug or whatever, because a car is like a team. Everything on it has a part, just like a basketball team. You replace one of the parts that isn't quite doing what it's supposed to, or maybe you don't realize that certain part wasn't doing what it was supposed to until you get that new part in. And then it just drives so much better and so much smoother. That's the Pistons right now since they traded Bullock. as they've just been running smooth. And it's great to see. I don't know if the Pistons play again tomorrow or Wednesday. Even Little Caesars Arena has been noticing, and it's been louder. It's been a bit better. Hopefully they can just keep the momentum going. Just keep it going. Just keep on trucking along. Michigan, Michigan State. Seesaw. Well, on Saturday, first off, it was Michigan that was dominating. Then it got kind of close. Most of the first half, it was Michigan doing good, doing awesome, doing everything they were supposed to be doing. But then comes second half, Michigan got into foul trouble. Michigan State started shooting free throws and getting them. They started going through the paint, getting shots that were necessary. They just started doing their thing. Michigan had a lot of seniors last year that they lost. Some were younger, and they lost them to the draft. Michigan State had one or two of its best players hurt. But guess what? They still beat Michigan. And I figured Michigan would have beaten Michigan State on the road. They didn't. Instead, Michigan State, they knew what they had to do and take care of business. So now, Michigan State is the one seed in the tournament, the Big Ten tournament. Coming up this next weekend, Michigan, the three seed. Unfortunately, as far as a coaching standpoint, it turns out that Tom Izzo did not receive the Big Ten Coach of the Year. The Purdue coach did. And to me, that's kind of sad because I really like Tom Izzo. But I also really like John Beilein. Both schools have really good teams right now. And it used to be that I was always just a big Michigan State fan when it came to basketball. Right now, because both are doing so good, it's hard for me to truly and rightfully pledge allegiance to either. But football, for me, that's pretty easy for me to choose. First I was Michigan, then I was Michigan State. Now I'm back to Michigan again. But I'm not against Michigan State at all. I greatly respect Michigan State. They have some great broadcasters. George Blaha being the football play-by-play guy. The way Will Thiemann calls those games. Like Smith for three, he got it. And just the way he goes about doing it. Really cool. Tom Izzo and Will Thiemann both have kind of similar voices. I wonder if Thiemann would coach as well as Tom Izzo does. Who knows? Both of them have similar voices. I hope so. I'd love to hear Tom Izzo up there calling the game. Smith for three. You got it. Or Jones for three. No, Jones for the layup. Yes. And something about the way he calls them, the way Will Thiemann does. He just does a great job. Another one of my favorite radio broadcasters is Ken Kale, the Red Wings announcer, and now he says, is that a bird with a goal and he scores? Uh, What's that? The old Gohorn from Joe Louis Arena. That's a shame that Little Caesars Arena does not have their own Gohorn, by the way. They just have a recording from the Joe. Why couldn't they move the horn over to preserve it that way? The Pistons have kept many of their traditions alive. I went there to a Pistons game last year to see for myself. And Mason's making the drive down every home game. And he's still doing the same as he always has. Still doing that Detroit basketball like he always does. And this one of his secrets to doing great crawling and being pumped up for the game. It's eating fruit, some certain kind of fruit. I'm curious as to what it is. Because he is so pumped up when he gets in there and does that. And I love him as a stadium announcer. He might be one of my favorite stadium announcers. That Mason for the Pistons, he's a guy I really want to meet someday. And but as far as the whole basketball thing is concerned, if Michigan or Michigan's the winner of this tournament, whether it's Michigan or Michigan State or whoever it is, will be more apt to have a higher seed in come Selection Sunday for the big dance. My hope is that Michigan or Michigan State will win the championship. I would like to see it be Michigan versus Michigan State again. That would be pretty cool. Who would I pick then? I don't know. But that's going to wrap it up. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. God first, God always. So long, everybody.